This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Records show the suspect in the apparent assassination attempt of former U.S. President Donald Trump was near Trump's golf course for 12 hours. AP correspondent Terry Spencer reports Ryan Routh has made his first court appearance after the apparent assassination attempt against Trump on Sunday.
He is facing two charges. He is facing a charge of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. That relates to something that happened about 20 years ago in North Carolina when he had a standoff with police, and also possession of a firearm with an obliterated serial number. Together, those would put him away, if convicted, for up to 20 years.
Spencer says Routh appeared at ease in court.
He spoke briefly with his public defender before the hearing. He was smiling, he was laughing, he was just chatting with her. He did not seem like he was too nervous about anything that was happening today. The judge ordered him held without bond for now.
U.S. Secret Service agents opened fire Sunday after seeing a person with a firearm near Trump's West Palm Beach golf course in Florida while he was golfing. No injuries were reported. Officials say he is the person that fled in an SUV and was later apprehended by local law enforcement. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations has accused Israel's military of striking schools, humanitarian workers, and civilians in Gaza. It is a sign of growing American frustration with its close ally as the war approaches its first anniversary. Israel has repeatedly said that it targets Hamas militants who often hide with civilians and use them as human shields in retaliation for their October 7th attacks in southern Israel that launched the war in Gaza. At a UN Security Council meeting Monday, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield was unusually outspoken against the Israeli military, saying that many of the recent strikes had injured or killed UN personnel and humanitarian workers were preventable. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken heads to Egypt on Tuesday for his 10th trip to the Middle East since the war in Gaza began nearly a year ago. This one aimed partly at refining a proposal to present to Israel and Hamas for a ceasefire deal and release of hostages. Unlike in recent mediating missions, America's top diplomat this time is traveling without optimistic projections from the Biden administration of an expected breakthrough in the troubled negotiations. Germany reintroduced temporary controls on its western and northern borders on Monday, part of what Berlin says are efforts to control irregular migration and cross-border crime. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder tells us more.
German border police check a busload of tourists crossing in from France. Political analysts say they may be aimed at undercutting support for the far right and opposition conservatives ahead of state and federal elections. In Frankfurt, on the border with Poland, this resident welcomed the checks. Here in the border areas, we suffer from crime, she says, so it's very good. So the controls mark a setback to free movement within the European Union, one of its key pillars. The new checks have infuriated neighbouring states, who fear they'll have to absorb more asylum seekers and also worry about the impact on trade.
Violence among illegal miners in Papua New Guinea has now left between 20 and 50 people dead. That's according to a United Nations official on Monday. Fighting started days ago and is continuing, and near the site of a landslide in May, estimated to have killed more than 2,000 people, according to the South Pacific Island Nations government. The UN's humanitarian advisor for Papua New Guinea said that the death toll of at least 20 as of Sunday was based on information from community members and local authorities in Inga province in the nation's mountainous inland. Hundreds of Sudanese men are living in tents outside an industrial warehouse in northern France while waiting for an opportunity to cross the English Channel. Reuters correspondent Arthi Payaparin tells us more.
This man from Sudan, who did not want to be identified, says he has no choice but to try.
I leave Sudan because there is war. Many war. Everyone kill us.
The channel is one of the world's busiest shipping lanes with strong currents that make crossing it on small boats dangerous. On Sunday, French authorities said 8 people died trying to get across. Earlier this month, 12 died in another attempt. The Sudanese man compares the situation of the men living here to Syrians that fled after war broke out in 2011.
The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration is closing 2 of its offices in China, a move that comes even as the agency struggles to disrupt the flow of precursor chemicals from the country that have fueled a fentanyl epidemic. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.